I'm Brenny Larson, your Feng Shui Messenger and host of the Feng Shui Messenger Academy. I'm Black Sex Certified, and I'm here today to interview R.D. Chin for the Wealth Summit. My vision is to create a more balanced and harmonious world by raising the vibration of the planet with Feng Shui. My vision that I hold is creating a more balanced and harmonious world. And how am I going to do this? I'm going to do it through this free event where I interview 22 feng shui experts that will teach you the many different tools of feng shui available to help you transform your life. The focus of this summit is wealth and abundance. You can learn from the comfort of your home and be able to apply these teachings right away. Make sure you have your Feng Shui Messenger interview guide handy to take notes. You won't want to miss out on anything. So here I am today with R.D. Chin. He is a Feng Shui master, teacher, architect, and interior designer. He provides life-changing design solutions for your home and work. His practical approach is to integrate the heart with the mind while creating your personal master plan for your home, your office, or your neighborhood and community. He enjoys traveling and is the author of Feng Shui Revealed, and he is available for residential, corporate, urban planning assignments, and speaking engagements. Today I'm going to interview him on Feng Shui and Money. Hey, R.D., how you doing?
Hey, Brenny, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, here we are again with another interview. We always have so much fun, don't we?
We have a great fun.
So, let's jump right in because everybody's interested in how feng shui and money will go hand in hand. So, could you tell us, you know, what are your concepts of prosperity and money?
Well, my concept about prosperity and money is that having good health is great prosperity, and if you have good health, then that really that will enhance your chi or your energy to make a lot of money. So, and also it's by having a good attitude, a positive outlook towards the things that you're doing. And so I think a great way to enhance our prosperity is having a wonderful outlook about the things that you're sharing with the world.
Well, I agree with all those things. It's funny because so many people think that in the Western culture, at least, you know, that when we say wealth, what do they think right away?
Oh, money. They always think about money.
Ching. But you are so right. If you're not healthy, it doesn't really matter if you have money. And all good blessings is what that gua or sector is about. Is that true?
Absolutely. And actually, that's what I really appreciate about doing the feng shui, because it actually gives us a wonderful template of looking at our space and create a dialogue and kind of give you a good, how is my world doing these days and how balanced is it? How harmonious, you know, how prosperous is it?
So, you know, I know you like the money tree, and I know you have a money tree. Could you tell our listeners a little bit, give them some background on the origin of it, and then explain, you know, what they could do with a money tree?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, it's very interesting, the origin of the money tree in China. They always like to have things to be alive and fresh. And they even created a lot of money trees, which were created from, you know, from emeralds and jade, so that that really kind of connoted, you know, ever prosperous energies, you know, for all time. And so here, now we kind of transform this into our world. You know, a money tree, it actually creates that intention. And in a way, that's what I really appreciate about feng shui, is really marrying the intention about why you're bringing in these, you know, these elements into our space. And the money tree, obviously, it connects to our, you know, mind toward money, but then the tree is of nature's energy and really connecting the chi energy of nature to prosperity.
So a money tree isn't actually always a live tree. It can be an ornamental tree, maybe that someone made and put their energy into it. Is that what you're saying?
That is correct. And that's what a lot of the Chinese, they have a lot of jade and a lot of stone money trees, you know, just to kind of connote, you know, that it will never, you know, disappear. And so that is, you know, one of the origins about that. Actually, they would find money trees in some of the tombs of the emperors to connote that they're always bringing the prosperity with them, even into the afterlife.
Interesting. Well, I'm Black Sex certified, so I understand when we talk about the red envelope tradition. And would you mind explaining a little bit about gifts for payment, like for a consultation, or what other uses do these red envelopes have?
So it was very interesting learning about feng shui, but also learning about energies. And here I learned from the late Grandmaster Professor Lin Yuan about the red envelope tradition. And the concept is that feng shui, when we do a consultation, is very sacred and very powerful. We're actually literally affecting one's life. And money is very powerful in our society. I mean, we have Wall Street, you know, all of this financial pages. You know, money is very, very powerful. And then the red envelope, from the Chinese perspective, represents a shield of energy of protection. And so by placing money into the red envelope, we're acknowledging the exchange of energies in a very mindful and sincere way of trying to help people move on with their life. And so that's what I always like to do whenever I have a feng shui consultation, is to request the client to provide 9 red envelopes, 9 in feng shui, a very powerful number, and they would place the payment for the consultation into the red envelopes, but it also shows that they're open to listening to some of the feng shui recommendations and suggestions, which will literally, I feel, affect their life and their prosperity and their health.
So it really energetically is getting them to participate in the consultation and ritual itself?
Absolutely. And, you know, I always have the clients to get the red envelopes themselves. And it does not necessarily have to be a Chinese red envelope. I mean, if you can, that would be wonderful. But I even tell some of the clients, if you want to make your red envelopes, that actually creates a much more stronger intention. Sometimes the clients have their kids make the red envelopes. It really shows that the whole family is open to new changes that would come, you know, into their life. And just, it's a very simple little tradition, but it's very powerful, just by creating the red envelope in preparation for a consultation.
Can you explain maybe the color red? Why is red so important in feng shui?
Red, this is a Chinese cultural tradition. Red is a very auspicious color, meaning it's a very lucky color. In Chinese New Year, children and newlyweds and very auspicious celebrations, graduations, you always exchange with red envelope gifts, putting money into red envelopes and gift it. But red is a very powerful color. It's a it's kind of like the blood force energy. It's kind of like the dragon energy, just kind of coming to full force. And so red is a very wonderful color of energy.
Well, it must have a little energy because bulls do charge on red.
That's true.
I'm a Taurus and an ox, and I know all about the bull aspects.
Well, also, you know, there are different colors in feng shui that have different meanings, but red is also associated with fire energy, and fire is associated with one's reputation. So talk about being seen, how do people see you in the world, and you really want to present yourself in the highest light.
Well, then that goes right hand in hand with wealth and abundance. Can you talk maybe a little bit about your fame and reputation and how that goes hand in hand with wealth?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in order to enhance your prosperity, you want to have a wonderful reputation in terms of how you work with other people, customer service. You want to, you know, be very considerate of other people's needs, but, you know, people will remember the relationship that you are creating to, you know, to enhance your project or a situation or an event. And so this is actually, talk about enhancing prosperity. The money always comes when people are working in relationship with each other, and also they're working in a very positive, mindful way.
Very interesting. So can you share three simple feng shui solutions that will help enhance prosperity and money?
Yes, actually, one of the things I always like to talk about, the color red. There is a paint company, Benjamin Moore, and they actually have a paint called Million Dollar Red. So that could be one thing that you could integrate into your space, is to paint a wall Million Dollar Red. And so that will be your intention of welcoming prosperity into your space. Another thing that would be really great is to have some bamboo plants into your space, or a money tree, 9 bamboo plants. That'd be really great. That's about nature's energy. Bamboo represents uprising chi energy, meaning you have the intention of that your money is always uprising. So it's very interesting about feng shui, how you want to have the symbols or the intention attached to the physical element. And bamboo is very strong, it's very green, and it's always evergreen, so this is the type of energy that you want to have for your prosperity. Another thing that you can also do is to have mirrors appropriately into your space. Mirrors actually doubles, you know, if you put mirrors next to your stove, if you double the burners, you're doubling your money. It's a very interesting concept. So I always kind of go back to the interpretation and say, well, if you're doubling your burners of your stove, then you're doubling your food. When you double your food, then you're enhancing your health. If you enhance your health, then that will also enhance the chi energy of, you know, creating money into your life. And also, it's very interesting, by having mirrors against the stove, it's, you know, you have to take the time to clean. And, you know, this is the Virgo aspect of myself. So you're always cleaning, cleaning, cleaning. But in reality, I realize, especially living in Midtown New York City, people are always running, 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 running. And so it would be really good to take the time to clean your stove, clean your kitchen, and then take your time to enjoy your meal, to digest your food, you know, nicely with your family or with friends or with your colleagues. And so in a way, you're truly enhancing your health chi, which then will create much more inspiration for discussions for making more money.
So I have a question about putting the mirror in the stove. Do they need to turn the burners on? Is that an important part of that ritual at all?
Oh, no, I don't think that's important for that ritual. I think it's just more of that intention, to enhance that chi energy, you know, for our health. And also just kind of use mirrors as, you know, they call mirrors is a kind of like the aspirin of feng shui. But also mirrors help to reduce stress in our space. So if you're working in an office or you're working in a home office and you feel very constricted in your space, actually, it might be really good to have a very large mirror to really enhance that space with a much larger view. And actually, it's very interesting. From a physical point of view, our eyes need to look at a much further horizon distance. So physically, when your eyes are looking at a much horizon distance, you know, like infinity, looking towards the ocean or towards the mountain, you're actually reducing this tension and stress in your body, which will then open up inspirations for how you can create more money. I just did a consultation yesterday, actually, and we installed a beautiful round 27-inch diameter mirror into her office. And now she actually loves her space because the circle of the mirror represents the heaven. So it's like heaven on earth, creating harmony and prosperity for her business.
Do you want to talk a little bit about heaven and earth and what those symbols are for our new listeners that may not be aware of the shapes of things and what the symbolism is?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, you may see a lot of logos or symbols of the circle in the square. Circle represents the heaven, and square represents the earth, heaven on earth. So you may see a lot of circle within the square. And so to me, that is a wonderful opportunity to actually create a design element that connotes prosperity, to promote, you know, harmony, you know, for our space. And we use this design element to do that. Actually, there is a Chinese coin, which is literally a square within the circle, because a lot of the ancient Chinese metal coins, they have the square hole in a circular disc. So if you want to create money into your space, maybe you could have a square within the circle, and that looks like a Chinese coin to create prosperity into your space.
Heaven over earth, kind of, huh?
That's right.
So, you know, talking about logos real quick, so you can use feng shui symbolisms in your logos, and that would be able to energetically perhaps increase your wealth and abundance?
Absolutely, absolutely. Actually, there is a concept in Chinese thinking that the world is a balance of five qualities of energy. It's called the five elements, and it consists of fire, earth, metal, water, and wood energies, and they have a certain relationship among each other. And so when I see a more of an upright shape like a tree, so that's associated with wood energy, so maybe your business card is more of the vertical to have more of that wood energy of like new inspirations for something, beginnings. Or if your usual business cards are horizontal, and that actually represents earth energy, so maybe that would be really great, you know, for architects or for businesses, which is very grounding type of business. And then for metal energy, that's usually associated with round or oval, so maybe you might have a very interesting logo that has a curvilinear feel to it to have more of that metal energy. Talk about manifesting, you know, that prosperity. And that'll be really something interesting to take a look at in terms of our business cards.
So you've already brought up shapes and colors. All this can interplay together to energetically increase wealth and abundance for, let's say, an entrepreneur's business card, or if they're branding, setting up branding?
Absolutely, absolutely. So whenever we do a feng shui consultation, you know, for your business, it'd be really good to see that you do have a balance of the five elements into your space. Like, for example, I did a consultation for a shipping company, and it was very interesting how their offices are located at the very back of the building. And I said, you are in the wealth and power corner of the building, but nobody can really see you. And wealth and power is associated with wood energy. And I said, why don't you put a beautiful green plant at the front entrance to your office? And it's so interesting. Talk about synchronicities whenever I do a consultation. She already had a beautiful green lush plant in a nice Chinese urn that could easily be moved to the outside of the front door of her office. So now anybody who walks into this office building will see this beautiful green plant at the entrance to her office. And talk about enhancing much more chi energy for prosperity. People will see her. They will notice that, oh, that's her office, which is down at the end of the hall with the beautiful green tree plant.
Very interesting how you can use the five elements and colors and shapes and then go deeper into it as to what type of business people are in to enhance it even more.
Absolutely. And also, you can even use these colors to enhance our personal chi energy. So, for example, we can even take your birth date and try to determine which one of the elements that you're associated with. So if you are an earth energy person, and in the five element perspective, fire enhances earth energy people, then I would say, you know, why don't you wear a little bit of red to enhance your chi energy? I know, like wear a red tie, or you could wear, you know, a beautiful red scarf. But if you're uncomfortable with wearing red, then I would say go wear some red underwear. And that will enhance your chi energy to prepare for a presentation or an interview. But in reality, what we're trying to do is you really want to enhance your chi energy to be your full self, to really express yourself, to really, you know, enhance that prosperous energy about you.
So you don't have to see it, the color red. It's going to have the same impact if I am wearing red underwear versus wearing a red scarf.
Absolutely. Because, you know, what is the intention? The intention is that we really want to support your chi energy. And if you're mindful of really balancing all these various elements into our personal self as well as our exterior self, meaning our space, it's really going to create a much more harmonious, inspirational, and very creative way of making money.
Very interesting. So I want to go back just for a second when you were talking about like being up against a wall. What I kept thinking was, because my next set of questions I want to go into is talk about office and how to use feng shui for wealth and abundance in an office. So actually, nowadays or for years now, they have cubicles and they cram people in cubicles, and usually they're facing a wall and their back is against maybe a busy walkway. What kind of impact is that having on their wealth and abundance? If I have some entrepreneurs or perhaps people that work in an office on the call, could you explain what impact that has, and then what kind of change? Like people in cubicles, they really can't turn their desk around. It's usually the way it's set up. Can you talk a little bit about this and give them some insight as to what they could do?
Absolutely. Well, of course, you know, working in these typical cubicles, you know, within an office space, I mean, it's a modular system, and you really can't move your computer into another location to be what is known as the commanding position. The commanding position means that you want to position yourself so you can see everything that's in front of you. But in a cubicle, it's just absolutely impossible. So one way to change that energy, number one, is maybe you get a very beautiful little mirror, maybe a stand-up mirror, or maybe you could attach kind of a mirror onto the top of your computer screen so you can kind of see who's coming from behind you, like a rear-view mirror of a car. And that could be one way of kind of giving you notice of what's happening behind you. I just did a wonderful feng shui consultation for an investment company, and here was the executive assistant. She's in a cubicle. And so what we did, we just cleared one little shelf in front of her, and she put a beautiful poster of lavender fields. So then that opens up her eyes, so even though she doesn't have a window per se in reality, but it literally opens up a window for her creativity and finding something harmonious for her that will help inspire her to continue to her work. And then the other thing that I would like to recommend in your office cubicle is to determine where is the wealth and power corner of your cubicle. And that is usually located in the far left corner from where you entered the cubicle. So standing at the entrance to your cubicle in the far left corner is your wealth and power. So one of the suggestions I made for this executive assistant, and she loved the idea, was get a very simple, clear vase of water and put some bamboo into the corner, because there's that kind of like this empty corner behind the computer or behind some of the books there, and that was a great way of adding some chi energy for prosperity and at the same time add something natural into this, you know, office environment. And she absolutely loved the idea. And so those are very simple ways of enhancing your office cubicles.
And I do love lavender. And what is the color of wealth? Did that increase her wealth too, just by that? So that picture did two things, did it not?
Absolutely, because the lavender actually has a lot of purple in it. Purple is kind of like the highest color of prosperity vibrations. And so that she's bringing that in addition to relaxing her energy or relaxing her physical being by looking at a beautiful you know, field of lavender, you know, in spite of all the different paperwork that she has to do. So talk about yin and yang balance. And this is another aspect about feng shui, is about yin and yang balance. So the dynamic balance of being very busy or taking the time for yourself or having a lot of, you know, darkness in your space and you need to go to a lot of light into your space. And so this is something that we need to be very mindful about, is creating a very nice energy of yin and yang balance.
Could you give an example? Let's say they're not allowed to put things up on the wall, so they can't even put a picture up and they don't want them to have a mirror. Is there something they could put on their desk to increase wealth and abundance? Another question I have too is about a phone. Let's say they make their money by talking on the phone. What a good location for that is.
Right. Well, one of the things that you could do, maybe you could get some of these Chinese coins, 9 Chinese coins. They're all connected with the beautiful red string, and you could put that onto your project folder to enhance more prosperity for your project, or you could put that money surrounding your telephone where you're calling from, because that is where you're generating your income. That's another possibility. I do like to, if possible, get some green plants into your office space. That would be really great, and just kind of bring in that intention of maybe even planting some coins in a red envelope and place it into the plant. So then you are planting your prosperity into your office.
So if they use these coins and put them on their folder, would it increase their wealth energy even more if they actually put it in the wealth area of their desk? And where is that?
Yes, it would. And the wealth area of your desk is located in the far left corner relative from where you're sitting at the desk or relative from how you enter into your cubicle.
So I'm sitting at my desk and I'm typing away on my computer and I look to the far left, and that's where my wealth and abundance corner is on my desk?
That is correct. That is correct.
And then in my office, I'm standing in the cubicle where I enter, or if I have an office, standing looking in, and it's the far left corner also?
That's right. So in the far left corner is your wealth and power, or your abundance corner.
Okay, so we've talked a little bit about the overall house, and we've talked a little bit about the office, but can you give us some examples then of how you would have wealth associated with a bedroom?
Oh, that would be really great for enhancing your wealth in your bedroom, which is really associated with your relationships, is to not have any computers, no phones, no TVs in your bedroom, because you really need to have a very sacred space to really rejuvenate your body to rest. And so that enhances your chi energy for creating much more money, believe it or not. It actually creates mental clarity and good health. And also be very nice to, in your bedroom, to enhance the relationship with your spouse or with your mate, is to have matching end tables and matching lamps. And that in itself will be a very good way of creating balance of your relationship to yourself, to your family, and to your prosperity.
Artie, I'm kind of interested. How did you end up, you know, getting into feng shui? What was your first experience you can remember? You know, what led you down this path? I think the listeners always like to hear a little bit about that, too.
Oh, yes, and how I started my feng shui was actually very interesting. It started from an emotional beginning. It was at the death of my father and a very close friend of mine, which happened about the same time. And it was highly recommended for me to do some shiatsu sessions. So that's another thing that I would recommend for all of you to enhance prosperity, is to really take good care of yourselves. You know, get some massage work, get some energy work, and, you know, just really take good care of yourselves. And I happened to go to this person who did this shiatsu energy work, and I had a realization after a series of these sessions of something more for me to do than just being the traditional architect and designer, that I needed to help people. And that's when I connected to the feng shui. I happened to be working in an interior design office, and she had a book, Interior Design with Feng Shui by Sarah Rosbach. And I instantly resonated with the information. And Nina Hughes, who was the interior designer, whispered to me how she feng shui'd her office. So she had her desk located in the wealth and power corner of the office. She had her receptionist in the helpful people area of the office. She had her books in the knowledge corner of the office. And she made sure that all the people in her office, they all had commanding positions, meaning everybody in the office had a view towards the door. And so everybody felt much more comfortable and focused onto their work. And within a week of having this book, of course, I get a call from a neighbor of mine who wants me to do new interior design for her new apartment. And that's when I said, would you be interested in feng shui? She said, of course. And when we applied these principles onto her apartment, she absolutely loved the process. It was very organic, it was very creative, it was so inspirational. And talk about enhancing money. For that client, she made much more money as a result, because now she had a home office that felt great. And it radiated in terms of how she had, you know, people visiting her apartment, and had a nice conference area, which also doubled as a dining room. But it just felt great. And so, really, my journey in feng shui was a very interesting way of feeling and how I could help people. And then, of course, I did feng shui for myself in my own apartment, and I just kind of moved the furniture according to what is known as this Bagua, this, I call it an energy design template, and I decided to sleep in the living room to feel what is the chi of the energy in the space. And it was so interesting, I woke up 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and I had a logo. It just came to me crystal clear. This is my logo. The name of my company at that time was called Space Alignment. And I said, now what do I do with it? And then I said, no, I'll put it in the local newspaper. And I started getting phone calls for doing feng shui consultations. And it was so interesting how when I did these first consultations, the people would come back to me and they say, Master Chin, you've changed our life. We just want to thank you so much. And so for me, I realized that the impact as a designer and integrating feng shui was very wonderful to try to help people in enhancing their prosperity, good health, and relationships.
And you just gave a great example of bedroom feng shui and wealth. By getting a good night's sleep, it allowed you to be in a more relaxed energy so that your brain could actually accept these downloads or inspirations, and that's how you got your logo. So you're saying, like, make sure you get a good night's sleep, honor yourself. If it's not a massage or shiatsu or tai chi, at least would a walk in nature help?
Oh, absolutely. Walking in nature, have a nice swim in the pool, and, you know, just walking in the forest, you know, walking in Central Park. It's very, very important to really, and also be part of nature, and really be in the outside and enjoy the fresh air and the water and the breezes. And so that will also really enhance the chi energy of your body. And, you know, we now live in a world with all of this incredible technology, iPhones, computers, you know, personal PDAs, I mean, but it can be so overwhelming that you need to create a space, literally a space where you need to disconnect from all of these energies. Actually, there is a science called biobiology where they highly recommend even at least one room, specifically your bedroom, not to have any electronics, you know, no wires, no, you know, TVs, I mean, just no electronics, because you really need to create a very restful time, you know, for your body, which will then, you'll have the chi or the energy to have inspirations to create whatever projects that you want to do.
Well, RD, we do speak, and you know how I calm down is, I'm an entrepreneur, I work at home, so one of my rules is to try every hour at the most two, to completely take a break and walk away from electronics in the office, and I go out and sit in my flower garden where there's butterflies and hummingbirds and all these pretty colored flowers, and, you know, it's Minnesota, so it's like, it's beautiful in the summertime and in the fall and the spring for me. I actually do enjoy the fresh, crisp winter air also, but I find getting out in nature and just even closing my eyes and breathing deep and letting all that stress go, and you just listen to the wind, that, when I come back, I am so much more focused, so much more creative, and very much more relaxed.
Absolutely. So talk about, you know, that balance of yin and yang energy. It's interesting. I just did a consultation last night for a very celebrity dentist. He had the most gorgeous office, in Venetian painted walls, you know, beautiful light fixtures, but there was something wrong with the office where people just didn't want to work there. And it was so interesting that here is such a gorgeous office, but the chi energy was off. And that was the reason why the owner called upon the consultation. He said, how can I change this energy? And my suggestion was very simple, just to create beautiful panels of nature's energy in the windows that really didn't have a view, putting in a beautiful aquarium, which he always wanted to have. Aquarium is the life force energy. Aquarium also connotes money energy. And talk about the circle in the square. My proposal in his future and creativity area of the space is a beautiful circular mirror, and etched on the mirror is his mission statement about what he would like to do for his future journey for his business and practice. And then in the reception area, rather than having this painting, which was beautiful, but it was like kind of dark and you know, nice bright flowers, but it really didn't have any meaning for him, I suggested to have a painting that had a distance to it. And he actually had a painting at home that he can bring into the office, which is a beautiful view of the ocean in the distance. And so talk about reducing the tension and stress for people coming for a dentist appointment. You want to create an environment that really welcomes you and to reduce the tension and stress, and at the same time that will enhance much more prosperity for everybody.
It's funny because he already had things he wanted. He wanted the aquarium. By doing the mirror and putting his intention into that, he had a picture. It's almost as though the ego mind stopped him from doing it, but his body knew what he wanted to resonate with. Do you see it
right,
kind of like that too?
Absolutely. And then also the other thing that I suggested, it's always nice, and everybody can do this, to bring in much more prosperity. Just a simple vase of colorful, fresh flowers, and just bring in the intention of good luck. Good luck for your project, good luck for your, you know, interview, good luck for your presentation. It's just, you know, just that in itself enhances a lot of prosperity.
You know, I brought flowers in, don't you?
And also, it might be nice to
I
do
love
like
it.
A little meditation.
I just keep looking at them and they make me happy, so, you know. So what would be three things, because there's a lot of entrepreneurs listening or on the line or people that want to know three things, and even if you already said them, what are three things they can do in their office to increase their wealth?
Well, I think the first thing, if possible, it'd be really good to reorient your desk or your table to be closer to the window, because then you're connecting to the chi energy to the outdoors. But you also want to position yourself that you're in the commanding position. The commanding position meaning, in the Chinese perspective, that you have a wall behind you, but you can kind of see everything out the door, you know, in front of you. So then you're in the commanding position. So symbolically, the mountain is behind you and the dragon and tiger hills on each side, and you're open to the red phoenix. So that'll be the first thing that I would suggest, is to reorient your desk. And it'd be great to have it close to the window, and usually perpendicular to the window, so you look out the window as well as look towards the door. That would be really good. Number two, it'd be really very nice to have a very inspirational quote or your mission statement or a very beautiful view of artwork to kind of enhance your chi energy of inspiration about what you want to share with the world in terms of the gifts of the things that you do. And the third thing that I would really like to recommend is a vase, a clear, simple vase of bamboo plants, 9 bamboo plants, and just place it in your wealth and power corner and just visualize it. That is always evergreen energy bringing in wealth and prosperity into your space.
Well, those sound simple and don't cost much money, do they?
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. And also, you know, what we're doing in feng shui is also marrying the intention about why you want to create prosperity into your space, create more money. You want inspiration. You want harmony. You want to enjoy the work that you're sharing with people. So you literally want to physically make a space that you really enjoy working there, communicating with people, having meetings, creative projects, and really connecting to the chi energy of nature, because nature is going to be our guide to really help beautify the world with our gifts.
So let's talk a little about when you do consultations, because I do know that in your feng shui and money special offer package that you're going to have a coupon that can be applied towards a consultation, whether it's live or via remote, like the internet, however you do it. Can you walk us through a feng shui consultation from your perspective, what you do?
So what I do in a feng shui consultation, number one, I do a very brief introduction, kind of telling you about the idea of this bagua, this, I call it an energy design template. I would ask you a lot of questions about what is your intention for having the consultation. And then I would look at the floor plans of your home or your office or business and highlight what would be feng shui recommendations on a physical perspective. And I also like to work within your budget. I just want to make sure that whatever recommendations that you can do. So, but the most important thing is to teach you the feng shui principles that's applied. So if you're having problems in your business about making money, then we'll definitely look in the wealth and power corner of the business and see how we can change that energy from a physical point of view. Or if you're having problems with your relationships with your colleagues or with your family, then we look at the relationship corner of the area. Or if you want to look at the career, career is different from wealth and power because this is your type of your profession, your work, and how can we help change that chi energy? And it could be manifested, you know, do you have a lot of piles of books in an area that you hardly use? So maybe that's stagnant energy and that needs to be cleared out. Maybe you have lots of files and papers, you know, all over the place, and maybe that needs to be reorganized or cleared out. If you're holding on to old projects, then maybe you're not welcoming in new projects because you're literally physically, you know, overwhelmed by all of this physical space, which is not, you know, you can't use anymore. So you need to clear that space to open up new opportunities. It'd be great to make sure that your desk is large enough to welcome new projects. You have a lot of space in addition to your laptop or your screen. You want to have space for your papers and, you know, drawings and you know, you just really want to have that feeling of openness, you know, for your office space.
So if they do it remotely, how does that work? Do you have them take a picture? Do they draw out a floor plan? Do you talk to them on Skype? What if they're in a different country?
And so what they would do is they can email me or email me the floor plans, pictures of their space, and then we just schedule the time and we just talk together, either by Skype or by telephone. And then what I'll do during the course of the consultation, I'll actually draw on their floor plan. I'll take a picture of it and send it to them during the course of the consultation so they can actually see some of my recommendations and also looking about how we look at the energy of the space. I worked with a woman in Seattle. It was so much fun where We were talking on the phone. She sent me her floor plans ahead of time and some pictures, but I could see immediately what could be done with her space. And I was actually drawing sketches, photographed it with my iPhone, and I emailed it back to her during the course of our consultation. And she absolutely loved the consultation. She loves her new home. Her little boy is enjoying their new neighborhood, and she just was really appreciative about the consultation. And even though she's in Seattle, I'm in New York City, you know, we could be anywhere in the world and do a consultation.
That's the good thing about technology, is it not?
It's absolutely wonderful if you know how to use it properly.
Yeah, that would be the key, know how to use it. So let's talk a little bit about your special offer that you put together for the listeners for the Wealth Summit. You have several items that are included in the Feng Shui and Money special offer package. Would you like to just briefly review those?
Oh, yes, I would very much like to do that. Number one, I would like to give a coupon, a $90 coupon towards a Feng Shui consultation. So that would be really one wonderful way. Another thing is I'd like to do a question and answer teleseminar for an hour. The value is $360, but that would be really great to connect with me and just have any questions and answers about Feng Shui, any of your situations. The other thing I'd like to gift is a coupon towards my certificate program. And so I teach a certificate program in Feng Shui, and I'd like to offer a coupon towards that. And as a part of the package, I'll give you a preview of what my certificate program includes. And also, I have a beautiful book called Feng Shui Revealed. It's a hardcover book which illustrates 9 consultations of apartments and homes and how I illustrated Feng Shui by the floor plans and by the photographs. And so you would have an autographed copy of my book as a part of this package.
So an autographed copy of the book, a coupon for $360 that they could apply towards your certification program, and you will have the PDF of a preview of what the certification course is.
That's
a
right.
Coupon for $90 for a consultation, whether it be live if they're in your area or remote. And then you're going to do a Q&A. So let's say they have to work and they can't be in on the Q&A. Would they get a recording of the Q&A?
Absolutely. So if you can't be part of that live at the Q&A teleseminar, then I'm sure we will have the opportunity that, you know, we'll record it and you can listen to it later on.
And, you know, the great thing about that is, you know, from teaching, and I do also, that if one person has a question, somebody else does, and usually the question hits about 80 to 90% of the people. They're like, oh, yeah, that was my question too. So all these items will be available for you. The link, if you would like to go there, is fengshuimessenger.com/RD. And that's available immediately. I will also be sending an email out which has a link to this replay so you can listen to it again, a link to the special offer, and also a thank you gift that RD has put together. RD, why don't you give the listeners a little bit of insight on what you've included in your thank you gift just for listening today?
And for the thank you gift, I've created a beautiful PDF slide presentation on Feng Shui and money. And what it includes are some of the Feng Shui solutions that I've used for different case studies, offices, and for homes. And also, I'd like to include a 5-minute meditation. And so that's a nice way to kind of calm ourselves down and just kind of clearing the air, clearing our minds, clearing the clutter of our minds, so to open up opportunities for new prosperity projects.
Are there any bells involved in that meditation?
Oh, yes, there is. I actually have my Tibetan bells. And actually, that's another thing that I do in my consultations. I always like to ring my Tibetan bells at the beginning to open up the energies. And then I like to ring the bells at the end of the consultation to close the energies. And it's a very wonderful way to really encompass all of the suggestions in a very mindful way.
And I just love the sound of a bell anyway.
Absolutely.
So, RD, as always, you are filled with information. I really appreciate you sharing your knowledge. There's so many people out there that really appreciate all the speakers, and I've already had emails of people waiting to hear your recording. So, once again, I enjoy our conversations. I appreciate you taking the time, and thank you so much for sharing this wealth knowledge.
Well, thank you so much for calling on me and considering me. I really appreciate that, and I just really want to be helping people. So, and I think that's what our role is, to help people to enhance their chi energy for wealth and prosperity.
And to raise the vibration of the planet.
Absolutely.
Thank you. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much.